In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Today is the apodosis, or the leave-taking of Pascha, so this is the conclusion of the feast, and we spend a great deal of time preparing ourselves to enter into the Paschal season, and today we say goodbye to it, but we are constantly preparing for Pascha. Every Sunday is a Pascha. Every liturgy, every time we prepare for communion, in a sense, we're preparing to participate in a Paschal celebration. This Pascha has not been one that we will likely forget, and most of the reasons for that are not good reasons, but it's been an instructive time. There's a lot that God has taught people. The lot that we could learn if we open up our hearts and try to learn the lessons that we have from this. As we entered into Lent, as we always do, we have Forgiveness Sunday. And in that service, we end it by asking each other's forgiveness, and the choir sings the Paschal Canon. And the tradition is, we sing the Paschal Canon then, because some people might not live to hear the Paschal Canon. And I'm sure there are many people who participated in that service this year who had no idea that they would be among those people who wouldn't live to hear the Paschal Canon sung. But of course, if they were living their life preparing for Pascha, they didn't hear the Paschal Canon on earth, but they heard it in heaven. We should live our lives to prepare for that eternal Pascha. But the lesson of this is we have no reason why we should assume that we have more time, that we have another day. In our own parish, we had a young mother, wife, mother of a two-year-old boy who died. She died after Pascha, but before she was able to return to church, unfortunately. But I saw that she was watching the services throughout Lent on the internet. I'm sure she was praying at home. But she died for no reason connected with this virus, which goes to underscore the point that with or without the virus, as St. Anthony of Optina says, the scythe of death cuts down whomever it will. And it's not apart from the will of God. We just don't know it. We don't know what the will of God is for us. We don't know the hour of our death. But that day is coming, and we should constantly be prepared so that if that scythe comes and strikes us down now, it'll catch us when we are in preparation for that Pascha so that we can enter into that Pascha. And we lose nothing. We have nothing to fear from death as long as we're preparing ourselves to participate in that Pascha. But we shouldn't take a day for granted. We shouldn't assume another day. We shouldn't assume that we have more time to repent, that we can skip church this time because there's always the next time. Well, there might not be the next time. So let every day be a preparation to participate in that eternal Pascha. Amen.